And thank you, Pastor Amy. Well, friends, we have been talking on the person of the Holy Spirit for the last 4 weeks. The reason we've been doing this is because we've wanted us to get more comfortable with the Holy Spirit, to help us stop ignoring the third part of the Trinity. See, the goal is to become more comfortable with the Holy Spirit while at the same time putting ourselves in uncomfortable positions, uncomfortable life paths, so that we must rely on the person of the Holy Spirit, who another name for the Holy Spirit can be comforter or counselor. In this series, by a number of us who have spoken, we've been pushed to not settle for just good enough. We've been pushed to say, well, if God is an excellent God, then why don't we give and why don't we try and why don't we look for excellence in all situations? Because if the Holy Spirit's going to lead and guide us, he's not going to lead us towards the good enough stuff. He wants us to go towards the most excellent of everything. A couple weeks ago, Pastor August spoke on how the Holy Spirit is our leader and how he leads us to places that we aren't at yet. He leads us towards places that might even be uncomfortable. And it's our job to keep marching. It's our job to keep following. He told a wonderful story about the Israelites that went around and around the tall walls of Jericho. For like 6 days, nothing happened. And on the seventh day, on the last lap of the day, around this wall, that is when God did what he had promised. But those Israelites had to follow the entire time, even when they felt like giving up. Friends, the Holy Spirit is someone who leads every single one of us. But a lot of times we give up too early. And we're encouraged to keep marching. Last week, Pastor Amy talked about unwrapping our freedom. Matter of fact, many people were just baptized because they realized that God is the one who unwrapped, who set them free. She taught us that we need to respond when the Holy Spirit prods us. Because when the Holy Spirit's prodding us, he's ready to produce his fruit in us. Matter of fact, in order to be free, we have to surrender. We have to unclench our fists in order to let God produce his fruit in us and through us. Now, this week, I was thinking, actually I was thinking a long time ago, but this week in particular, as I finalized this message, we've been learning all this stuff about the Holy Spirit, the knowledge of him, and maybe even what it looks like to live with him. But I've wondered, have we desired him? Has the knowledge and the prayer drawn us to a place where we've desired to go deeper with the Holy Spirit? And so I brought a friend with me. I call him a friend because I spent a long time with him this summer. Maybe some of you have spent time with a friend like this, a post hole digger. It all started with my wife and I moving to the country and getting this really cool idea of building an outdoor shower. Thought that'd be a good idea, right? Sure, all right, let's do that. Well, I decided to put 4 6-by-6 posts in the ground with this guy. It's a lot of digging to dig 4 holes. Of course, and afterwards I meet a friend, they're like, man, I got an auger. I'm like, bro, where were you yesterday? Seriously, thanks for telling me after the fact I dug all these. It is hard to dig with one of these. It starts off pretty easy. You're like energetic. You're like, bam, boom. You're pulling out big clumps of dirt and you're feeling all manly. And then like 48 inches down, you're like, and it gets a lot harder the deeper you dig. But something else happens. See, the deeper you dig, it gets harder, but for some reason, it gets more satisfying. Because you realize the deeper you go, the closer you are to reaching the goal, to reaching where you're trying to get. See, the same thing is with the Holy Spirit. The deeper we go, the harder it may get, but the more satisfying it is, because we begin to realize that even though it may be harder, more uncomfortable, the closer we're getting to the heart of God and what he has for our life. See, how deep you dig your holes to make a foundation for whatever it is you're going to drop down in there, the stronger the foundation will be. The same is with our walk with God. The deeper we go with God, the deeper we go with the person of the Holy Spirit, the stronger our foundation in him will be. And so I got one question for you this morning. How deep are you willing to dig? How deep are you willing to dig? We just witnessed a bunch of people profess their faith publicly that they want to go deeper with Jesus. They were baptized in water. Matter of fact, the word baptism, if you were to read the New Testament, okay, it's one of the few words that's not translated. If you were to read the Greek, you would see the word baptizo. And they don't try to translate it into an English word. They just took that word and said, well, that's what it is. Baptism and baptizo means to be immersed, to dip. When a person believes in Jesus, when they accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, they are immersed in the person of Jesus. They are surrounded. They are covered by his love and forgiveness. So far, long before someone actually is baptized in water, they're already baptized in Jesus. He surrounds them. He's immersed him in himself. And so then when someone is baptized in water, they are merely showing you the outward symbol of the inward commitment they've already made, that's already happened to them. Now what's great is the Bible doesn't talk just about a water baptism or a baptism in Jesus. Matter of fact, the Bible talks about a spirit baptism. So if you've got your Bibles, open up to the book of Acts. It's in the New Testament. Skip Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Go right to Acts chapter 1. And we're going to read about this thing that Jesus calls a spirit baptism that's evidenced by gifts or manifestations of the Holy Spirit. And so in Acts 1, Jesus is talking. And now this is after Jesus has died and rose again, but it's before he leaves earth to go back and be with God in heaven forever. And so he's hanging out with his disciples, and this is what happens. Acts chapter 1, verse 4. He says, on one occasion, while he, Jesus, was eating with them, he gave them this command. He said, don't leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak of. And then verse 5 says, for John, this is Jesus' cousin, John the Baptist, baptized in water. But in a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Matter of fact, if you want to keep reading, just go to the next chapter, chapter 2 in Acts, and you'll actually see when the Holy Spirit comes and he fills the room the disciples are in. Little like flames, like fiery tongue type looking things are above the disciples' heads. And then they're changed forever. They actually leave that room empowered. They leave that room speaking in different tongues, the Bible says. So to summarize theologically, when someone accepts Jesus at the moment of conversion where they say, you know what, I'm done living for myself, I'm ready to live for Jesus. At that very moment, they are baptized by the Spirit into the body of Christ, into Christ himself. They are immersed in Jesus. And we see someone get baptized in water as the outward symbol of what's already happened on the inside. And then, as subsequent or another distinct experience, time after that period, sometimes it's like immediately, it's a second after someone's baptized in water, they're baptized in the Holy Spirit. Sometimes it's weeks, months, years, decades. But at a separate time, someone is baptized with the Holy Spirit. See, the first baptism with Jesus is for repentance. It's for forgiveness of sin, salvation. But this second spirit baptism is for empowerment. Empowerment to be God's witness of who Jesus is. See, the spirit baptism we read about in the book of Acts and that we see continuing to happen today are so that a believer, a Christ follower, would be bold, would have power to speak their faith about Jesus Christ to everyone around them. It's kind of like, I got a picture, a couple years ago, I visited a dam, a hydroelectric dam in Montana. And it's really cool, it's beautiful. But every hydroelectric dam stops a body of water, and behind it, it's filled up with water. And then they open the floodgates and they allow the water to flow through. And when it flows through, it generates power, electricity. But what's awesome is this reservoir behind the dam, it continues to be filled with water. And when they open the floodgates and water flows through, they generate the power. See, being continually filled by the Holy Spirit means we have a continued connection with God. And it's like it fills up our reservoir. But I'll tell you what, I know a lot of people who love Jesus. And they have this hydroelectric dam. And they've got the Holy Spirit pouring in to the reservoir behind this dam. But they never open the floodgates. I don't know if it's because of fear. I don't know if it's because of lack of knowledge. I don't know if it's just because they don't know what else to do. But they keep the floodgates closed. And Jesus loves them and pours his spirit into them, but it just stays there. And they're never able to live out and act in the power that Jesus gives them to be his witness. Friends, you determine how deep your reservoir is. The deeper you dig, the more space you have to fill that reservoir up. Listen, the Holy Spirit is unlimited in power, unlimited in ability to flow through you. But how willing are you to make room for the Holy Spirit to not just move into your life, to not just go deep in your life, but to actually flow through you and impact your life? Now listen, if you're sitting here today and you're like, listen, this whole Holy Spirit thing, like power to be his witness, yeah, I don't know if I can talk about my faith. I don't know if I can talk about Jesus with anyone else. Well, then do me a favor. Don't pray for the Holy Spirit, because that's his whole job, is to come and give you power to be his witness. And so if you're like, yeah, I don't want to talk about Jesus to anybody else, then do me a favor. Do not pray for the Holy Spirit, because if you do, then he will be faithful. He will fill you. And all of a sudden, you will find yourself speaking about the Jesus that you love with people that you would never think about talking about him with. Now, whenever we talk about the Spirit baptism, I always get people that say, like, Pastor, okay, do I have to be baptized with the Holy Spirit? I mean, I don't know. I was just baptized in water. I think maybe I'm good there. I'm comfortable right there. Do I have to? Do I need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit? And I will tell you, no. In the purest sense of need, that is the basic necessities for life, no, you do not need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. It does not do anything for salvation. Salvation is only through God's grace, through your faith. So it doesn't do anything with salvation. It does not make you somehow better than your neighbor, as some have arrogantly and almost erroneously taught. Okay? It is simply to give you power to be Christ's witness, to speak his name, to tell others, to be bold and courageous, to tell others who Jesus is. Listen, you don't need the Holy Spirit's baptism to even have the Holy Spirit in your life. If you've accepted Jesus, then you have the Holy Spirit in your life, because you can't separate them. It's called the Trinity for a reason. God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, our counselor and comforter. They're all one. So if you got Jesus, then you got God the Father, then you have the Holy Spirit. So don't be weary like, oh, wait, whoa, Pastor, I don't think I've been baptized in the Holy Spirit. Maybe I don't have him, and you start freaking out. Whoa, 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 don't worry about that. See, the Holy Spirit is a part of God. But to be baptized by the Holy Spirit is a separate filling than being baptized in water. It's a separate surrendering of yourself to God and allowing Him not just to be in you, but to flow through you, just like that hydroelectric dam. Many times, this power, this flowing through, happens through gifts or manifestations, is another translation, of the Holy Spirit. It's like when you actually open the gates and allow the water to flow through you. And this is why we've been unwrapping the Holy Spirit. We had a series way back in August of 2017 where we started unwrapping. If you notice, our graphic says unwrapping the Holy, or the Holy Spirit unwrapped 2.0. That's because we had to bring it back because we realized there's so much to unpack this that we have to continue to pursue the person of the Holy Spirit. There's so many layers of God, layers of the Holy Spirit, that just when you think you've realized and figured it out and gotten comfortable, that's when you realize you've just barely scratched the surface of who God is. Matter of fact, I did this to my kids at Christmas time. I was the mean dad. Amy and I got them a gift, and we wrapped up parts of it in cellophane. Matter of fact, I have a video I'll show you. This is what it looks like when you tease your kid. Oh, it's Saran Wrap there, guys?
Yeah, a lot.
It's really hard stuff. If you would watch the whole video, the whole video is like 6 minutes long. It takes them forever. If you ever want to do it to your kids, that was awesome. It was love. I love watching them do it. But just when they would get to a section of the gift and they would be like, yay, they would realize there's more ceramic wrapping, and they would keep going. That's what it is to uncover God. When we start digging into the Holy Spirit, the deeper you dig, when you finally realize, you get like, yes, I'm comfortable, I've arrived, you realize there's so much more. How deep are you willing to dig into God? How deep are you willing to go? How many layers are you willing to unwrap? How many layers are you willing to pray through, to investigate, to dig into? Because I'll tell you right now, God is unlimited. He is fully available, but totally unlimited. You can never absolutely unwrap and understand all that the Holy Spirit is this side of eternity. And so that's why I keep asking the question, how deep are you willing to dig? Because as soon as you say, I think I'm good enough, is the moment you will realize that you are missing everything that God has. Now listen, for some, this concept of the Spirit baptism, it's new, it's intriguing, maybe a little foggy. And that's why I'm glad that we're unwrapping this. But I don't want to just tell you guys stuff and then you go, yeah, well, Pastor Preston said so, okay? I want to point you to Scripture. I want to show you what the Bible says. I want you to dig in, unwrap that stuff. And so if you got your Bibles again, go to 1 Corinthians 12. And see, this is the Apostle Paul that August is talking about, that if you haven't read him, you should. He's writing a letter to a church in Corinth. And this church in Corinth, they've kind of been going sideways a little bit. I don't know if it's because they weren't paying attention to the Holy Spirit or if they received some false teaching or what, but they had been led astray, and Paul was bringing the truth of the Holy Spirit back to them. And this is what he writes. He writes, verse 4 of chapter 12, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord, okay? Same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now, to each one is that the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. Okay, listen, it says that these spiritual gifts, these manifestations, are open to or available to each one. So that means any person who believes in Jesus, this is not just for the super special ones. Okay, it's not just for the pastors. It's not just for people who walk around with a like metaphorical halo above their head. It is for everyone who believes in Jesus. And then it says that he gives it. Okay, God gives it in his timing. He says, and therefore the common good. Okay? See, the Corinthians at this time, they must have been thinking they were like elitists and like the Holy Spirit was just for them to somehow give them some sort of spiritual advantage. And Paul's like, whoa, 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 that's not so. This is not to make you more awesome than somebody else. This is to give you Christ's power to go be his witness, to speak Jesus' name to everyone you meet, to tell of Jesus' love, Jesus' hope, Jesus' forgiveness. And so Paul goes on in verse 8. He says, to one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by the means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues or languages. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues or languages. All these are the work of the one and the same Spirit, and he distributes to each one just as he determines. Friends, these gifts are not something for you to earn. They're not if you're like, if I'm just good enough, then God will give me these gifts. That would be amazing. No. Matter of fact, if you want to read how they came about, if you want to read how people were really impacted by them, bottom of your connection guide, I listed three different scriptures. Acts 2, Acts 10, Acts 19. Now, I would just say, like Pastor August said, just read all the book of Acts, but I get it. Some of us are like, man, I can't read all that. Okay, take your time. But if you can't, at least hit these highlights. Go read Acts 2, Acts 10, Acts 19. And you will see how the Holy Spirit's gifts, manifestations, signs, physical signs of the Spirit's baptism brought unity of the believers, of all those who believe in Jesus, and brought the advancement of the gospel. That's why we continue to see the Holy Spirit filling people today. It's not something to be feared. It's not something to worry about. It's something to be sought after, prayed for, embraced. See, maybe some of you are here today and you've experienced being baptized in the Holy Spirit. You have one or a few gifts of the Holy Spirit or manifestations of the Spirit in your life. Maybe some of you know someone or you see someone display, use these gifts of the Holy Spirit so they can have power to be Jesus' witness. If you have, that's amazing. That's something that should be cherished, because understand, these supernatural gifts, okay, they're not natural, they're supernatural gifts. They come from a supernatural God. But they're given to very natural people like you and me for one purpose, to be a power, to have power to be his witnesses. Each gift that the Holy Spirit, each manifestation of the Holy Spirit are so Jesus could be made more known, could be more famous on this earth. Matter of fact, as a part of going deeper this year at Northridge, we're going to be focusing on how to not just go deep, but how to live, how to abide in Christ. And so in a couple weeks, matter of fact, at the end of April, we're doing a thing called Revive Wisconsin. Many churches in the Marshfield area are coming together for a time of personal evangelism training as well as outreach. Matter of fact, I want to invite every single one of you, it's in the connection guide, but February 20th at Faith Fellowship, so right down the street, just go that way, can't miss it, big sign out front. We're going to be doing like a pre-event service. This is a time to pray. This is a time to come together and to learn more about how you can go and reach, tell your story, tell Jesus' story to your neighbors. And so when I'm talking about this idea of being filled with the Holy Spirit, baptized in the Holy Spirit, it's so that you can have power to go do stuff just like this. And so that's why we bring this up. Write that stuff down. Just plan on being there on the 20th. Come get a lot more information than I have the ability to cover right now. And so as we wrap up, I ask you one more time. How deep are you willing to dig? How strong do you want your foundation in Jesus to be? Maybe you're sitting here today and you're like, listen, Pastor, I've unwrapped enough of God. I'm feeling real comfortable right now. Can you stop telling me to dig deeper? No, I'm not going to stop telling you to dig deeper, because here's the reality. If you are comfortable, you are in a spot that God never meant you to be. Because if you're comfortable, you don't have any need for the Comforter, for the Holy Spirit. He wants you to pick up your friend and start digging deeper. And for many of you, it looks very different. But I'll tell you what, all of you have access to the unlimited power that the Holy Spirit wants to give every single one of you. Some of you, a small group would be perfect right now. You need to get involved to unpack God's word more than just staring at me every week. Be a part of a small. Matter of fact, if this idea of the Holy Spirit has any way ruminated in your soul, I'm going to do a group Tuesday nights, 6:15 to 7:15. Be there. We're going to continue unpacking this message series. Maybe you're like, listen, I was just baptized, or I've just accepted Christ. There's another group for new believers. Maybe you're like, you know what? I want to strengthen my marriage. Go be a part of one of the marriage groups. There's two of them. Love Languages and another marriage group. Maybe you're like, I have this interest. Look at that guide thing. We don't print them because I get bored and love to kill trees. We print them because we want you to be able to see that and go, you know what, God, where would you have me go deeper? Maybe go a little bit into my uncomfortable space. It all comes down to this. How deep are you willing to dig? And let's answer that in prayer right now. Would you pray with me? Holy Spirit, it is real easy for me to stay on the surface. It is comfortable to just unwrap a little bit of you. But God, you never meant for me to be comfortable. You never meant for me just to love where I'm at. You've created me. You've created each and every one of us with a desire to go deeper. And we may ignore it. We may be professional ignorers. But Lord, I pray today that you would break us out of that, that we would pick up our friend and we would go deeper into you. Matter of fact, Holy Spirit, throughout the New Testament, we see your name translated as Comforter, as Friend. And so, Holy Spirit, I pray that we would draw close to you, that we would dig deeper into you, that we would ask and seek and not give up unwrapping who you are and the role you want to play in, but also through our lives. So God, those who are here today who don't even know you, Lord, I pray that today would be the day they unclench their fists and they surrender to you. Friends, if that's you, all you got to say is, I surrender, and ask for forgiveness. But many in this room today have asked for forgiveness, have surrendered their life to you, Jesus. They've gotten comfortable, but they're ready to go deeper. God, take them deeper into the satisfying areas of life. Build their foundation in you. Holy Spirit, come. Not just and fill this place, but Holy Spirit, come and fill each one of us. And Jesus, it's in your name we pray. Amen. And so friends, here's how we're going to close. I'm just going to kick you out. Go. Go pray, go seek the Holy Spirit. But I will tell you this, if you're feeling that heaviness, if you're feeling right now, man, that's me. I know that I'm comfortable and I need to go deeper, then by all means, don't leave, but come. I'm gonna have some prayer teams up. We would love to pray with you, but understand, you don't have to just be prayed for here. It can happen at home, while you're driving, wherever it is that you desire to go deeper with God. He's always ready to go deeper with you. And so we're not going to close in a song. We're not going to close in a fancy prayer. I'm just going to kick you out. But I'm going to say, If you're ready to be his witness, if you want his power to flow through you, then don't go quite yet. Come get prayer. Come pray where you're at. But seek the Holy Spirit because he wants to fill and use you to give you power to be his witness. So have an amazing rest of your Sunday and week. Go and seek the Holy Spirit for your life.